When two worlds combine, it sparks into existence a brand new life of clarity and cosmic insight. This is the truest form of alchemy. Join Becky Gregory and Hillis Pugh on Cosmic Insight, only on Real Revolution Radio X.
Happy new beginnings, everyone. Welcome, Cosmic Explorers, to Cosmic Insight. I am your co-host, Hillis Pugh, where we are going to brighten and expand your minds. And here's my lovely co-host.
I'm Rebecca Gregory, here this evening with our fabulous, fabulous, fabulous guest and co-creatress, Anastasia Combos from the Blue Beyond Guide, all the way from Australia, joining us this evening. And if you have watched my other show I had done, the Cosmic Tune-Up Happy Hour, this is round three of Anastasia's blessing us with her knowledge, her just wisdom, and just how she taps into the universe to take that heartbeat of the energy that's going on as a way shower that she is, and this beautiful divine goddess that she is. She's been such a trailblazer over the years of moving through energies to really tap in to allow us to see what's going on in this world, being just the beautiful, amazing, just goddess she is. So I'm gonna bring her on right now, and we are just gonna have fun and play and just enjoy and see what happens. So here she comes. Yes. There you are.
Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's been a long time, hasn't it, Anastasia?
It has. Yet at the same time, you know what it's like. It's like, you know, it's not.
Just like yesterday. So what has been going on in your world? I know you just had that huge message that you did. And can you just give us some little insight on, you know, what's coming to you or what came to you today as we move into this new beginning of this new year after 2020, moving into 2021 of spectacular fun, I guess you should say.
Well, we had an amazing event, a global event on the 21st with Ian White of Australian Bushflower Essences, which was a grandmother, grandfather healing for the whole planet, which was so big. This morning I got some shell essences because I work with all different essences. But what's happening is the biggest message, Becky, is about slowing down. This morning is about slowing down. It's going to take us a little while to slow down, to catch up with ourselves, to slow every facet down, because we're still, as we're moving into the new, okay, the 21st was a big major conjunction. We all know about that. Do I need to mention about the triple conjunction? And it's the age of Aquarius. It's a new revolution energies that came through on the 21st, that 800 years was the last time we had such an energy. So it's that big, and that in all other past lifetimes, we haven't lived past what we're in right now. So this really is that new and big. And so with that, though, what's coming, Becky and Hillis, is we've still got ties with the old. And it's an extraction process of moving into the new energies, but still letting go of the old. So slow down is the biggest message.
Oh, beautiful. And that I guess that's kind of working through these old parallel worlds, you should say, or energies that we have been, that it's stringing through as little threads left over that we need to break through and move forward into the new way, into these new energies to encompass kind of where we're going and the choices that we have.
And it's going to take, well, it's going to take a little.
Uh-oh, she muted herself.
No, I've shifted it now. Yeah, because I'm going back to my notes, because I actually got the shell essences that I got at the moment, is that the earth is, and there's a lot of negative energy, earth energies around at the moment, and there's a lot of emotions that are hormonal and planetary-based moodiness happening right this current moment, and there's Another essence cane, Kalala based scallop that removes negative, repetitive emotional patterns from the past and emotional blocks. There is a lot going on with relationships and connections. There's always more when we feel apart from the knowing. The feeling is the key, and shifting from the head. And so with love and respect and no criticism or judgment whatsoever, this is a new beginning for many souls to learn, to start feeling. You know, there's this is, we're just scratching, really.
And that makes so sense. Do you want to say something? Let's go ahead.
No. I was just thinking, and it's like, as you were speaking this about the emotional space that everyone is in right now, and as we move into the moving from out of the head into the high heart, because, you know, me being an air sign, being a Gemini, one who is always thinking and sometimes even overthinking, and in that process,
that's why I'm smiling. Let me pause and take a break. I'm smiling because I know your energy signature. I do know. I'm aware of what you're like. Beautiful. So as you're talking, I can't refrain my beautiful laughter because I'm looking forward to talking and sharing with you because I'm aware of how your energy functions and operates like that. I'm also an air sign as well. And I used a lot of the thinking and everything and everything that you're saying. I was very much like your energy.
Yes.
Very much. And it's taken me a quarter of a century to learn how to deal with that. So keep going, because I'm just laughing to myself and I just want to share. Yes.
Yeah. And so as we, and not just speaking for me, but those who are watching, for those who That's are right. in that space of the old paradigm energy and that 3D into the 4D and have a desire and sometimes not even knowing there's this desire to move into the 4 and 5D energies, how would someone really allow themselves to move into that emotional space of the high heart, to really release the old energies and to live in the new Aquarian, the loving, the peacefulness, the happy energy that is being brought down and descending to us now?
It's a very good question. And probably 12 months ago, I probably wouldn't have been able to have answered you. I've grown in 12 months of sharing over 100 videos this year. For me to slow down for the next 12 months, just let me share this before I answer that. What I have just shared with the planet in bringing something new, creating something new to the planet as a pioneer that's never been done, as a way seer for way showers, okay? Now, it takes a long time for people to understand when I talk and voice newly, it's never been spoken before. So what I'm about to say, people need to feel and take a moment to resonate because all the words have been said, Hillis. So I could give you a standard answer with that. I'm not going to. I'm going to say it's a process. I'm going to say it will take you time. The first thing is to be consciously aware of what you just said, of wanting to shift, and you need to do it by feeling into your heart and being honest and truthful with yourself firstly. If you are unable to trust yourself, how can you proceed further? Trust is big. I only gained trust with myself when I turned 50. I'm now 55. So there are many answers to that, beautiful soul, and you asking me that, it is a not a one thing that one can do. I'm not saying you, I'm saying with everybody. As I said, you ask generally and I'm replying generally as well. It is a process, moment by moment. It is all those words. I could go on and on and on. It's better when I'm given a situation and a person and I can pinpoint it in that moment, what is the best of that moment. We are multi-dimensional, multi-layered. I'll give you some insight that just came this morning in my notes, newly to the planet. We are now dealing with multiverse energies.
Yes.
And how do we remain grounded? How do we remain here with our spirit and our soul? We need to be grounded. We need to want to come into the body. The other thing, Hillis, is people need to make a choice consciously that you want to be in your human physical body. How can you shift and grow into 5D if you are not owning your human being? That's another one. I'll give you 100 different answers to that. So many want to stay in the astrals. So many want to work with spirit and not come in. Yeah, darling. Me too. I lived detached and floating most of my life to cope. And then I had to start anchoring in. That's why I've lived a lifetime of facing death and dying. 16, 17, I've lost count how many times the near deaths I've had to remain here to talk to you here now. Just like you are here, because you're amazing and Becky's here and amazing and beautiful and you've had all these other past lives and there's other planets and galaxies and all these other things that you've done. Now, we've got to put all that, right, into this human vessel.
Yeah.
It don't fit. It just don't fucking fit, does it? So then to cope, because it's hard to cope with the emotions, it's challenging to feel. We don't want to feel the loneliness, the emptiness, that all those feelings. But your feelings are your way through the needle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to do that, thank you, here's a big circle here, we need to slow the fuck down. We need to slow down. My focus for 2021 and beyond is 20 and 21 beyond and slow down to catch up with your spirit and soul. You have a whole 12 months, Spirit has said, to slow down, to learn to slow down. What if I told you that is what we're learning, to slow down? You've already got it. You've already done it. You've already spoken it. It's time to feel it and slow down and catch up with you. Learn when your head kicks in. It's all about your consciousness. What are you processing, Hillis? I can feel you doing something. A big diamond came in for you just then.
It's beautiful because, you know, earlier we've had a conversation with a scientist who talks about moving into the consciousness and really having that physical, the hard evidence, if you will, of consciousness. And when you actually see consciousness, because, you know, I have always been one of intuitive feeling, just intuitive knowing. And so when you are in that intuitive empathic space, you just know. And so when you step into the now physical element of consciousness, really understanding the physical aspect of what consciousness is on a physical level, starting it all over again, basically from a 3D space in a physical area, when you are so used to being ethereal, as my father would put it, me being so up there, if you will, and then understanding it in an astral plane of consciousness, understanding the oneness, the unity, the allness of consciousness, and then allowing it to descend down into the 3D space and then bringing it back up.
It's about the spiral. It's about mm-hmm. feeling safe to come in. And I will say many, and I'll utilize you as an example, okay? A big spiral over you. It's about you feeling safe to come into a human physical body because the new ascension is down into up. Is coming from here back out. And that means to feel every disease in your body is from an emotion. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. Just give me a second. Something's happening. Processing. You're feeling something. What are you feeling?
I'm just in a space of pure joy right now because it's not often that I get to have these very in-depth conversations and to really have someone, you know, like yourself and like Rebecca to really understand and process this. This brings me joy.
What I'm seeing is a big spiral and you haven't felt safe to come into your body. And before we came on, I did let you know and ask you permission that Rebecca's been through this with me before. I did a live healing with her and she was humble enough to accept it. Not many are humble enough. They don't want this healing in this space. And you know, and I know that I said, listen, I'll be bringing healing through. So what I'm seeing with you, and it's good because we show others as masters how we do it together. So with you, I see that big spiral and the message came, you didn't feel safe to come into your body. So right now in the three of us here in this Trinity energy, we're creating and you're feeling the joy. because we're clearing your spiral for you to come into your physical body because you didn't feel safe. You needed me today as a vessel and channel of pure divine energy in what I'm bringing through new to the planet for you here firstly. And what a blessing, because through you, Becky and me and this new trinity, the three of us, this is going out to humanity as a healing to help others. Has been part of your sacred mission. You just needed someone else to tell you, let you know personally. I'm a messenger. So I'm a messenger from God, the Blues Brothers movie, right? That's me.
Yeah.
I'm a messenger. And I'm also say, utilize me. I'm here. When people say, I don't know who I can ask, me. Bounce it off me. I'll let you know purely from source what your mission, what your role. Yes, you are helping humanity. And everyone is in just being you. But you didn't feel safe. And we're just clearing that spiral. You got past abuse and trauma issues. Everybody does. Patterns, yeah. And past lives. It might not be this lifetime. So I've just cleaned it down. And now we're going up. I'm going to burp and release because it's ancient.
So if you don't mind me sharing, because the images that are coming.
Just take a moment. Pause. I'm still going here. It's going up through all the energy centers of chakras. So slow down and pause, take a breath, what you just did. And that's what the slow down means. Allow your physical body to integrate and process the information I just brought through. I'm helping you to help yourself by being another you and mirroring back how to slow down for yourself when you get, I understand, I've lived all my life with that intuition and knowing you shared of, I'm going, you're talking to a Blu-ray, grandmother caretaker energy. My gosh, do I know what you mean? My God, have I lived like that all my life? Most of us have of that intuition. I call it the Blu-ray bullshitter meter. Because we can call the bullshit on energies when even if we don't understand, but we just know when something doesn't resonate. And we've always known from very, very young.
Yes. Yes. And to really sit in that space, to really allow for the energies and knowing that in past lives, and just want to say, the source.
You were alone and frightened as a child in a past life. Just come through just then. I wasn't going to say anything, but you just said past life. So, yes, right now we're releasing an aloneness that you felt alone as a child, a past life. You died very young. So that's releasing right now. So whoever's watching this, Becca, you may be feeling this because this goes back. It's releasing. It's releasing that past life, feeling alone as a child, freezing cold, you died. And, you know, and you don't have to know, you don't have to go back, stay in this moment, feel it, know it, release it. And that's what's been also, you've been afraid as well from that past life as well. Just give me a moment. I'm getting so much info coming through on you right now, Phyllis. It's pouring in. Pouring in, it's like we've opened the door, the avalanche has gone here, stay, ladies. And he said, this.
We're experiencing Anastasia right now, so sit back and enjoy the ride.
Thank you. Well, see, that's why I choose who I talk to and share. I'm unable to prevent because I'm an ascension pioneer for the whole planet, bringing something newly. And that's not from, I know you know, from ego, negative ego of look at me. It is the truth that's taken me a long time to grow into, realizing that I was bringing something newly through to help everybody else, that what you've gone through, I've been through for myself. I've been ninth dimensional and people can't understand that. And that's okay. You can only perceive it from me saying I've done 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm now in 9. How is that possible? Well, it just is. Just talk to me. You'll feel it.
Yes, this I know. I mean, just from watching you and connecting with you on your previous video that you've done.
Thank you.
And really stepping into that energy. And as we move through this on an individual collective basis, and I know you understand what I mean when I say that, but for those who are watching, when I say individual collective, it is best example. For those who have watched Star Trek, The Next Generation, you are the Borg and you are part of this collective group, but yet you are still also individuals and that you are in charge of what you set forth, this destiny. And so there are people like Anastasia, like Rebecca, like myself, who are also pioneering to be these masters that we are, to really allow us to step forth in our collective individualism.
in unconditional love and acceptance with each other. And that is rare. And I believe the three of us, as you said, uniquely, individually, yet coming together is very special today, because I haven't found anybody else on the whole planet that I can talk to in this space of divine unconditional love without negative ego. That is how rare this is. There's a lot of ego. There's a lot of competition, and I'm done, and I've pulled away from all. I have just pulled away. I'm tired of the spiritual games and the ego bullshit and the competitiveness. I'm so done. I reached out and I looked and I searched and I was shunned. And so I'm like, well, I'm just pulling back. And then I met Becky, and Spirit said, you can trust her. You can trust her. You can. And I've never had that message from Spirit before, because trust is huge.
Yes.
And even if we go through things and it triggers something, the unconditional love with each other is there. We own what's ours. We work through it. We don't have a go at each other. We're not snipey, sneery. We own it. We work through it. That's a beautiful space.
Yeah,
and it's rare.
It's that co-creation with each other. We are here to help.
It's rare, though, guys. What I'm saying is it's rare. It does not exist out there. There is so much bullshit and ego and competition. Honestly, it is extremely rare. So what a blessing to be in this space with you.
Special.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And I love Star Trek, by the way. Love Star Trek. And what I learned years ago, Hillis, was I'm so much, even as a young child, I was reading about fantasy and witches. I've been into fantasy and sci-fi, and I was bringing through so much new for the planet for myself, and I could only relate to sci-fi. I could only relate to all that. And then I used to say my sci-fi is my freaking reality. And then I had to also learn then was then be real in the human being. It is not how it is in the spirit world, as in the movies and the shows. That is not how it rolls, and people get lost then in the sci-fi and the fantasy, and a lot of them end up in psych wards. I've worked with quite a few in psych wards that got caught up in the sci-fi fantasy, and we were able to bring them back in. So it's a fine line with the sci-fi and the fantasy and all that sort of stuff. A lot of people want everything to be hunky-dory, happy and blissful joy and rainbow fluffy farts all the time. And, you know, that's not our human reality. Up and down is how we create a flow and a balance. That's not reality, to be in that high all the time. Yet we can have that trust inside all the time, yes. However, we've got this human body, and it's about this new consciousness. It really is about being conscious. I call it super consciousness.
Yeah.
And the unconditional love, they're the two key things. And it's unconditional loving yourself first, and that takes a long time.
And it takes a while. And we also have to remember we chose to be here at this time for this reason, to be here on this earth.
Oh, for the greatest change ever. Can you imagine being born 100 years ago?
Well, I can't remember what it was like, but I'm sure I was.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, at least I'm at a point now where I can't remember any of my, well, not any, I can remember select past lives, but not all of them. But
Don't need to. It's a distraction.
No. And what's fascinating about all of this is the fact that we are in a special space allowing for us to really understand the level of the unity, the consciousness that truly exists. And so when, personally speaking, in the space of what am I to do next? How am I going to survive? How am I going to do this? So when you're in that lower, or when I am in that lower vibrating space, knowing that there's all this energy that I am connected to, that I am this divine being, that I am this master, that I am this and I am that, but yet allow myself to integrate.
It's about trusting. Yeah, kick out. This is interesting.
But when I am knowing that I'm all of this, but yet at the same time, I allow myself to, in layman's terms, slip into a lower vibration but yet it is also necessary to slip into that lower vibration to see the conscious, to understand it, to really allow myself to be a participant, to assist others in their space, to bring them up with me when they are ready.
Whoa, no, that's not my
brain. Well, no.
Whoa, let's take a moment. I was following you with that energetically and it just kept going on, and I'm not, you know, I'm talking about energy. That got very complex then. That got very complex for me, and you lost me with that explanation. You lost me with that. Well, I get what you're saying.
Yes.
But when I said before, it's about trust in those moments. Yes. And you maybe talk about something else. I'm just going to go with this. And you're like, yeah, just do your thing. I'll do mine. It's all good. It's about the trust in those moments. Because you said that, then you said, but. See, the words that we use, right, I think, keeps you in thinking, but negates what you just said. So two things you just said that I'd love to point that out to help you. Bless you. Thank you for letting me.
No, and then thank you for allowing me to remember that again, because, you know, being one who is very mindful of my words, as I just demonstrated, that was my slip. That was my slip of not allowing myself to remember.
Yeah, but a lot of people use the word thinking, and I let someone know that about a year or so ago, and they got very pissed off with me, got very cranky, and released me and said all these things. And I just that's why I'm very conscious of what I say to others. And I'm not here to pull you up on things, Hillis. I'm not here to whatever. However, I did share at the beginning that just you lost me. And if I don't say something now, if we keep going, I'm not going to be with you energetically. That's why I said something now, darling.
No, and I appreciate that. I really do, because, like I said, that was
thank you.
As one being in this space, we come to have to understand the power that we give ourselves, that the power that people give us, and sometimes we have to live up to the elusive imagery, the projection that they put on us.
Yes.
And
yes.
So they hold us up in these particular images. They hold us up.
And the words, because what you said was amazing, beautiful energies. It's a big shift to release happening now about me being this master and masterful. But I'll stop with that bit you said at the beginning, because, yes, it is. We're growing into our mastership as human beings, and it's our words and our consciousness, and that's where we lose our power. When we say, I think all the time, when we say, but, when we, you know, we need to go to low vibrations to help lift others up. No, I don't agree with that. This really is a time. Yeah, Becky?
Oh, I was just saying, I feel what he was saying. Correct me if I'm wrong, Hillis. I feel what you were trying to explain was,
Where
you shift back into maybe a lower vibration to almost step into the feeling of what your awareness needs to see, so you can feel that moving to move back forward into the energy where you truly vibrate from. Is that what you're trying to say?
I write that this morning. Keep going. Is that what you were saying? Something like that? But I'm just, I get that he was saying something. It was just the wording. I got lost with it.
Yeah, that's what I interpreted from. So I'm just asking, was that kind of what you were explaining? Did I pick up on that? Okay. I got a thumbs up.
Yeah. And so, I just want to get your
look
feedback.
Look how in tune we are.
Huh?
I said, look how in tune we are.
I know we are.
Morning, you.
So, what I want to get your feedback on is, as we are moving now into this new energy, this Aquarian energy on the planet, what are, in speaking in general terms, what are some of the things people can expect to allow themselves to feel as we allow ourselves to slow down during this time?
Well, I've just, as you were talking, Spirit guided me to bring up what I made notes this morning, that there's a combination of things going on, and this is what I wrote, combination of things going on, allowing, I know what you're asking, and I've got two answers here. I've got what I'm about to share here. I've written allowing ourselves to feel all we do, to slow down and regroup in the physical, to regroup and take stock of things we were doing energetically, of the in-between does not work. It's one or the other. So what you were, and I've got here, it's complicated. The new gets woven into the changes. We need to go back to go forward. That's what you just said.
Yes.
And what came through new this morning is it's one step forward, but at the moment we're actually taking two steps back because it's complicated. Give me a second. When others don't understand of the old, for us, it's going back to see how the old is interacting and doesn't work. So it's layers and layers to move on with the new is by experiencing, breaking through the old to the new. It's complicated. I know you're still asking. It's not answering what you've asked.
Oh, no, that's perfect. Okay,
beautiful. It's complicated. We're entwined with others and we need to unweave each thread as we go. In the human physical, it's about slowing down. It's about breaking out of old boxes of the head and thoughts, which is bringing fear and anxiety for a lot of souls. We are adjusting to the new still as the slowing down is needed to help us readjust, to stop, slow down, recognize what's going on, breaking it down, and it takes time. There's so many facets, so many links and connections with others. We have multi-universe energies. We're living multi-dimensional in our human lives, linked with our spirit and the divine of Trinity energies, free flowing with spirit out of the old duality by wave, closed loop energies of old karmic cycles. Are you keeping up with me? There's a lot.
Yeah.
Covering all the videos and all the updates. I'm just putting them all in together here. It's about newly learning to slow down. And I want to say that there is a whole 12 months worth of videos that has got steps to help souls. The biggest thing is to slow down, look after yourself, write for yourself, tend, nurture. Don't be wanting to push forward ahead. You are the one, just by being you, is the light. There's nothing else to do. That is old ascension. Old ascension is the rushing, the hurrying. I want to get out there. I want to make just this example. This is what people have said to me in things. I want to make my mark. I don't feel like I'm contributing. I'm saying, listen, enough is enough. We've reached the 21st of the 12th, the age of Aquarius energy, the new revolution. It begins with us slowing down to take a breath and breathe. When was the last time you exercised? When was the last time you made sure you had enough water for yourself? When was the last time you put some crystals on your chakras? When was the last time you slowed down? When was the last time you prayed and asked, help me to help myself? That's how you're helping the planet. By us coming here today, slowing down, talking together, there is no rush. The old ascension, the old third dimensional energy ascension of the closed loops of byway, that's where the sexual enslavement and the entrapment and the negative agenda energies would siphon off because it's closed by loops, by wave loops. On the 16th of October this year, I've done a video on that, we shifted to the Trinity open tri-wave with the divine. And the way forward is unity. You cannot, you're unable to do it by yourself, is a message from spirit. It takes a lot of guts for me to say things because I stand by everything. You're unable to do it by yourself anymore. It will not work. You need to unite with others. We need to come together for us to grow. So slow down. We've got nowhere else to be. Be conscious and feel in. How are you feeling? Every day, listen to how you're talking to yourself. Living in the flow and in trust, and trust yourself. And in those quiet voice moments, what are you saying to yourself? What's your inner voice saying to yourself? When was the last time you slowed down or walked and watched your feet on the ground to ground in? Honestly, it's the little things.
And walking on the ground, I always love to walk and feel my feet and feel every step and allow the energy of the earth and feel that. For me, that's slowing down. Or a beautiful thing I love to do, I live right on the water. So for me, sitting out back and watching the birds and watching the egrets, you know, hunt fish. And I love the egret. The egret is a beautiful example of exactly what you're talking about and how they hunt, because they slowly just, they feel everything and they just, until they need to attack the, you know, to eat the fish, but they just move so slowly and just take the time to feel everything. And you can hear them listening and they stop and they pause and they listen again. And you can just feel them feeling into the energy of when they're hunting or, you know, what they're doing. It's just so amazing.
Consciousness is everything. Consciousness, slowing down, and consciousness is everything. This is why I don't do interviews because I've been asked questions before and I've struggled. When I first went on, I've been on radio show like 7 years ago. I've been on a few. And then it came to the point that some questions that others asked were coming from a 3D energy space and it threw me and I wasn't sure how to answer it. And I just was not connecting with where those questions were coming from. So I've learned over the years when I'm asked questions that I will tell generally, it's when you pinpoint a scenario in a situation and you give me that scenario, I can then give an example and break it down further. Remember, something that I'm newly going through is what I've just done in the last 12 months, people are just ready to see them more now, okay? What I share and write, because someone said, you know, I want your book. I said, well, these are living words that are not in books, these videos. And then the updates, the living words, spirit say there's a not to go into books, you need to gift these out. So they've been here all along and people are just only starting to understand what I've been doing for 12 months. So I'm coming to a place of, wow, so what do I share then? It's about situations. And if you want to give me an example, I can then take you through and give you tips that way. So I hope it has assisted you with what I've shared. It can be difficult for me to answer when you're so far ahead in humanity bringing something newly to the planet, and I can't ask you to expect to understand that. It is challenging for me to slow down and break this down for the rest of humanity. That's where I'm at. So I can give examples if you ask about a particular scenario. I can assist better in replying that way. So that helps me to share that with you.
Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel that a lot of life now, as we are moving forward into this new beginning, is or has to be led by example, you know, from our peers, from everyone else.
Yes.
And what was really, yes, and what was really interesting to me, what hit me the other day, because as I tuned in and Rebecca has seen some of my light language pictures, my drawings, and what came to me was that these are symbols. How are these symbols interpreted? Everything has a definition. And so I look at letters, I'm like, wait, letters are symbols too. We know what the letters mean. We have to put them in order to make a definition out of that word to make it something. And so then that new word, that something has that meaning behind it, same as the symbols. And so I'm not really saying anything, but I guess our new way of communicating is going to change indefinitely, you know, through the use of symbols, through the use of emotions, through the way of having to trust each other and how we touch each other's souls and communicate with each other, because just by having you here and allowing us to be of service to deliver this message and allowing you to trust us to be here to disseminate and to help other people understand what is being communicated, it's a blessing in all its worth. But yeah.
What are you laughing at, Becky?
Oh, I could just feel Hillis right now. He's just having so much fun. And I'm yeah. It's just so beautiful to be to witness him sitting here expressing himself with you and on this, you know.
Why? I don't understand. You're not able to express with others, darling. Please explain.
Oh, no, he is. It's just seeing his joy. It just made me happy.
Yeah, this is the reason why I started a podcast, was to have these very high value, enlightening conversations, because the planet needs it. I mean, we have you know, shows that are people are talking about, you know, how am I going to, you know, go from zero to hero, or how I'm going to make millions on my first book, or how I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. We need more stuff like this so people can know what's going on in the world. I mean, in, on an energetic level, and moving into the higher dimensional space of consciousness in which we were born from.
Raw and real is what I say. Raw and real is exactly, there's a lot of, I said it the other day in the last couple of videos that, you know, in the old, long time ago, 20 years was a spiritual apprenticeship. People want to go instantly from zero, that's good, but what's your foundation you based it on? Is it ego? Is it rushing? Is it impatience? We're here for the long haul duration. I'm 55, 25 years I've been plugging away here. 25 years, it doesn't slow down. There's no rush. I said, people, you got anywhere better to be? What is the rush? We've heard it all before. It's not a dress rehearsal. This is, you know, it really is living in the now moment. We can say that over, but it is true. Get a personal close relationship with yourself, and then everything else will blossom and go from there. Then you'll achieve whatever it is you know. It's about getting that personal connection with yourself, personally. Yeah.
I feel too, it's finding that personal connection with ourselves and stepping into the feeling of who we are and being who we are. But then the magic of also finding our tribe, our true tribe that has been.
Bringing it into the human being now, linking our spirit with soul, because there's two of us, and just grounding in more, grounding in. You just grounded in when you spoke then. That was cute.
Yeah. And what is fascinating in all of this is one of my biggest lessons, and it keeps hitting me on the head, is to always be present, you know, and to always ground in. You know, as you know, it's sometimes, you know, in the beginning when you first started out on this journey, I'm sure it was very challenging to always be present, to always ground in when you're having so much fun being up here. And it's like, yeah, I don't want to be here. I want to be up there. So
Yeah, but then this vessel can die. This vessel can get diseased when we do that. Then we wonder why we're not feeling well. We don't have drive with this, that, the other. It only lasts for so long. We need to link, as you said, our spirit with our human soul. And then you get to play double. You get to play both worlds. And that's the process where I've been brought. My mission here is linking spirit to soul through the emotions and the feeling. So you master double 11, 11 master. Mm-hmm. You can have that fun. And so many I don't connect to because they're still doing it all in spirit. And then when I've asked them over the years, this has surprised me. And I said, you know, you've got to want to choose. Your number one, you've got to choose consciously to want to, I don't want to be my human body. I'm going, well, I can't help you then. If you don't want to be here, you know, that's, love you and that's great, how's life going for you? But then they'd be in loops of complaining, and the same thing would happen over and over because you're not wanting to come into your body. A lot of people have consciously said, like what you said, it's up fun up there and everything, yeah, but where are you going with that? Like you know, it just yeah, darling, it's a kite flying with no tether. And I'm here also, and I'm getting to mention about magic mushrooms. You kind of laugh when I say that. I'm getting to share about mushrooms and tripping and ayahuasca ceremonies. And
we're going into that now. Woo!
Well, what I want to say, what I want to say is you don't need to go on trips. You don't need to take mushies and do ceremonies and trips. You can do them in the human body. I have done many without doing that. So many, and this is absolutely no judgment because I work with a lot of addictive personalities because I've had 3 major addictions myself. So I'm the last one if I can tell someone what to do. And but just reminding them, you don't need to do big ceremonies and take those substances to have trips, to be in touch and see those things. You can achieve that in your human body. I've done it many times. You don't need to do that. And people feel they need to, and then they can fuck them up and they can just, so I just wanted to share that. That came, why did I mention that?
I don't know. It's funny because as you said that, I had that experience when I did ayahuasca, when I was, you know, I went to experience ayahuasca in the jungle, but the biggest message I left there was, and I haven't done ayahuasca since, was we were doing just regular breath work, not on the medicine. And I had the most amazing experience. And that's what I needed to learn. That was my teaching from ayahuasca. That trip was, you don't need me, honey. You can do this yourself.
Thank you. And I'm very cautious saying this to others because always never any judgment. You do what you like, but I'm just here to say exactly what you thank you, Becky. No, you don't need to go and do. And I've seen so many courses and you do this course, you do this. I go, oh, what a load of bullshit. That's a distraction from feeling your emotions. Right. When was the last time you wrote to yourself? The first page of writing on the second page, your subconscious, you're releasing. So, you know, you don't need anyway. So, yeah, came to table that information. Hillis, is that any reason with you or not? Or just is what it is?
Personally, I love, well, in the beginning when I started doing ayahuasca ceremonies, I love them because it gave me that ethereal experience out of my body. And I'm like connected to spirit. I'm connected to all these heavily divine energies. And so it was like my playground. But when it changed for me, when the shaman's wife asked me, and this was in my vision, in my thoughts for some time, and she approached me and said, and I asked her, I said, Kelly, how can I be of service? And she said, that's exactly it. The shaman wanted me to be one of his helpers and help to move the energy in the space. And since then, the desire and the ability to be of service to others has grown so much to allow me to understand and process my own feelings and yet separate what I'm feeling from someone else. And so then it allowed me
That's huge. That's huge as an empath. That can take your whole life to do that. I've been doing that my whole life. There's a lot to mastering doing that, what you just said. That's golden, what you just said. Massive, 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 massive.
Yeah. And so now I just want to share this most recent experience. I haven't done ceremony in just maybe a little over a year. And moving into these higher energies, this new dimensional space, the other night I was in meditation and really understanding the energy that runs through my body, the meridian lines, the veins, all this energy that's running through me. And I literally felt almost every line of energy in my body and felt where the energies were off and what was compensating. So it was really understanding the dynamics. So it was almost, as you were talking about earlier, the 1111 mastery, bringing in what I know in the ethereal realm from doing ceremony, from all these practices that I do, and bringing it really into the physical awareness, the physical consciousness, to understand how this physical body works on a much deeper level.
From a spiritual energy sense, which is different to the human physical body in our everyday realness with our physical health. The two are different. Please know that.
Yes, exactly.
It's this two that you can do that, but there's also that's in spirit. And I know what you're saying. I've gone through, I was just nodding and relating because I've gone through a process myself. I could relate to exactly what you're saying. I've had so many experiences. I forget all that I've done in a quarter of a century. So when people like you talk, it allows me a moment to recollect and bring back, oh, yes, I had an experience similar. But it's different to the physical. It's interesting. That's just opened a door for me there with a lot of people feel and believe they can heal their physical ailments all from working with that energy you just spoke of. Yet they're wondering why they've got cancer. They're wondering why they've got ailments in the physical body. And I had to remind a lot of people recently, your physical body, okay, it's a big shift of energy happening right now. Whew. There's a big release. Whatever that is, it's going. Can you two feel anything or is it just I'm feeling to release?
Yeah.
Big blocks. There's something, some huge, like planetary block energy there.
Yeah.
All I just, I'll give an example with this situation as I'm clearing and just releasing this with what I'm feeling is when somebody had, say, a vein in their leg that popped out and they were getting very angry and frustrated because they're rubbing this oil on it, doing all this energy work, and they were so angry and so pissed off and annoyed with themselves. And I said, sweetie, what are you doing? She said, and I said, honey, did you get the book out, The Body is a Barometer, Annette Noontill, or look up online what the veins in the leg mean? No, let's have a look. It was fear of success of moving forward. You need to look at the fear that you're feeling. And then, honey, are you taking supplements? Have you contacted your naturopath as to help you assist your physical body? It's really important to remind people to look after your physical body. You cannot do it all in this spiritual and astral energy only. Massive, massive message here. So I just wanted to bring that balance in. Thank you, healers.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for allowing this to come in. And as you were speaking, I haven't.
And by the way, yes, we are going to do another session. You were asking me before I could feel you wanting us to do another one. So my answer to you, I want it because it keeps coming round. I want to say to you verbally in the human, I can feel you in spirit asking me. Yes, we can do this regularly. Once a month would be wonderful.
Yes. I will love that. And I honor and appreciate that. But what is coming through as you speak, I am understanding and processing and analyzing what the word physical means. Physical. Like it is something called is what I'm feeling this energy. So it feels like the physical, meaning fears, soul, psi, higher self, is being called in to this, to the body. So it's the soul connecting to this body. It is in that connection in which we allow the expression of divine source creator to be expressed in physical form, which is the individualism collective that I spoke of, or which was spoken through me earlier.
Yeah. That was intense. I felt your left and right brain processing. You lost me a bit, a little bit. I understand what you're saying, but you're starting to get clearer as you're sharing then. It's and every physical body has come in with memories and genetic and we're carrying things from past lives that people are born with things. And there's so much to that. Again, that one is so big and unique to every single person. It's different for every single person. Depends on what we transmuted genetically, what we're brought through with us. That's a Pandora's box.
Yes. And thank you for using that word transmuting because.
Oh.
I honor that word so much now in my belief system of being one that does energy work. I disowned the word and phrase light worker. I consider myself a transmitter / transmuter because it's what I do. It's what we all do. But it's just we get so caught up in the labels in terms of what everyone is comfortable with. You know, we have to shift the energy if we're going to shift the consciousness, if we shift the belief system. We have to shift
with boom, all the things. Double boom, Hillis Master. Oh, yes. It's true. I use it lightheartedly. Oh, yeah, light work or whatever. I don't put any energy to that. I've moved on from a lot of the labels and I just work with energy, Hillis, and it's so freeing. I've started doing that at the end of last year and I'm helping others to learn because I'm a mirror of the divine, linking spirit with soul. It's all about energy. It's energy, 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 energy. Take people out, their names out. I just deal with energy and it's so freeing.
Yeah,
because I ain't talking about nobody, and I'm talking about you. I'm just working with the energy. I've cut everybody out of it because I'm over the bullshit of these spiritual egos and all the stuff that's going on. I say it with so much love with everybody else, but just love, 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 and it's all about energies. It's all about energies, energies, energies. Okay, big shift happening again. I can just feel it.
just sit in that for a little bit.
There's a big clearing past, present, future timelines, dimension just happening, big, what I call the clock removal. It's just clearing a lot of energy out of this spacey with all of that. That was huge. That was really big. Because really, I've never met you before. We're just getting to know each other energetically. And when we, I often say to people, and people know this now, you know what people write, and when you meet them, I tell you 100% they're not the same. They are not the same to what people write to when you meet them. No. No, 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 no. Until you meet them and feel the energy talking to them in the human being, you will not get a feel on who they really are. So many people hide stuff. So many people can hide it so masterfully. And it's not until you get live with them that it then is revealed. And even then, we won't see all these things that are hidden back. Nobody can suss everybody out. I'm telling you now, it's taken me a while with some people that we're going to be careful we don't put people on pedestals, but people I sort of admired or respected. And then even after talking for a little while, after a few weeks, then these shadow sides come out and the jealousy come out. So, you know, pull back, protect in your own space is vital, vital. The only person you can rely on is you and your direct link with the divine. That's why spirit and soul, through your emotions, a direct link with the divine is number one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. So true.
Thank you. And I will add this. As we are moving into this fifth dimensional energy as a collective, one of the last abilities that will be developed as a collective will be telepathy, because of what we don't allow trust.
Yeah. So it comes with time and trust. I've been using telepathy for, and I'm glad you said that, and I'm laughing. So listen, I've been doing telepathy for a few years, to the point where I had a lady that was French, and I just didn't tell anyone because, and it's Atlantean energies, telepathy, and she could only say two words. But because I was anchored in my soul by my feelings and emotions and trusting, I could talk to her and have a conversation. When she couldn't talk English, she could only say a few words and I was able to converse with her. So it automatically translates languages. Telepathy is already here.
Mm-hmm.
But that, again, is not the focus. That comes with growth. That comes with time and faith and trust with energies. But absolutely, telepathy is already here. There's so much. But I wouldn't, and I'm not, I wouldn't put that as part of 5D telepathy. Becky, you're going to say, I know what Hillis is saying, but a lot of people are saying what 5D is, and I keep saying what 5D isn't. I've been saying it for a long time. I've read so much misinformation. I've been in 5D for 13, 15 years. I can tell you what 5D is, and it's not what's around. It's not what's been written. It's just not. It's all far-fetched. It's really not. It's basic. It's basic. It's unconditional Christ consciousness love is fifth dimensional energies. Faith and trust with the divine. That is fucking it. All the rest is bullshit. It is the fantasy. It is the wanting, grasping, you know, get real, plant your feet on the ground. It's unconditional divine Christ love. Everywhere you go, you heal. You live in the flow 24/7, and that's getting real with yourself, right? Release from the head. Pay attention with your consciousness. This is the hard yards. So, you know, I'm just sharing freely with you saying that, Hillis, and thank you for allowing me to say that. I just need to cut through a lot. I've been doing this for such a long time now, darling, and I'm very much, I cut straight to the point.
We love
that. A lot of people find that, well, a lot of people can't handle that energy.
Well, I love
that. And so for me, it's a welcome relief that you guys love that.
Yes. And guess what?
What?
We've been an hour already.
It's 12:12. I took a copy 11:11 here. And it's 12:12. Oh my gosh. I'm going to take a photo of that too. All right. I took a photo of 11:11 and now that's 12:12.
Whew. Well, I so thank you for joining us this evening.
Wow, that was a blast. That was so good.
Oh,
Anastasia, I thank you and honor for you, the presence, the energy, the work, the cleanse, all that you have presented to us this day. And I am sure that those who watch this will definitely resonate with that and this energy to assist them on their path, as you have assisted many others with the gifts and abilities that you have cultivated for yourself and for humanity. I honor that.
Thank you. What beautiful words. Thank you. I'm feeling that inside of me because it's something I'm learning is to accept. Yeah. Is learning to accept is another thing, isn't it? And I'm so thank you. Thank you for having me and asking me. All right. And I look forward to anything else in the future as guided.
Yes. And yeah. I'm so grateful you came on to join us this evening on the Cosmic Insight. You've touched my heart when you came into my world and I've learned so much from you. So I thank you.
Thank you for giving me hope. Thank you for giving me hope with the sisterly love and energy of unconditional love, sister. You, the spirit said, I can trust you. And I thank you for that. So beautiful to meet you, Hillis. I look forward to next time, okay?
Definitely.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Till next time, everyone.
Till next time. Bye. Thank you. Good night.
Heard instead,
dear listeners,
through podcast radio
on realrevolutionradio.com.
Never before has inspirational podcast radio been taken to this next level of wow.
Until now.
Today, in the age of information,
more and more people are searching for answers
and in solutions
and how to better approach and perceive every day-to-day concerns
by tuning in
to realrevolutionradio.com.
Isn't it about time we take back our lives, back in consciousness,
in a higher state of awareness, in the evolution of our own state of higher well-being?
Yes, we can do so consciously
every day
by tuning in
to the many groundbreaking and third eye-opening podcasts.
Our new Cleveland-based network of over 33 paradigm-shifting internet talk shows, only on realrevolutionradio.com. Be part of that change.
Evolve.
Be inspired.